of Jesus, amen. As the radio stations and internet streaming have already started playing the Christmas tunes before we enter this Advent season of preparation, the following lyrics have been heard a few times and will probably be on a pretty heavy replay through December the 25th. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? So what did Mary know? This is what we do know that Mary knew from the angel as recorded in Luke chapter 1. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. As we work through today's text, we will learn how the babe in the manger came to save his people from their sins. But before we get there, I'd be remiss if I didn't wish all of you a blessed new year. As we observe this Advent season, this first Sunday in Advent launches the new church year. After discussing God's plans for our life together, we now turn our focus back to the life and work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We begin in preparation of his coming. As we confessed in the Creed, God became man. His first appearance was in Bethlehem. During Advent 2014, we keep an eye out for his second coming. For we neither know the day nor the hour, and yet we keep awake in faith and watch. With the change of the new church year, the gospel readings will be heavily focused on the accounts as recorded by Mark and John. This is Series B of the three-year lectionary. It's the second year. Last year, we were heavy with the Matthew readings. Next year, we will focus on St. Luke's gospel account. So we can and do properly greet each other with a blessed new year. We mark this time of another year in anticipation of the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We continue in our life together, journeying on with one another as we continue in our myriad vocations in our families and here in our church. And with using Mark's gospel account, it's time to examine the true reason for the season. The new church year begins with the Palm Sunday account from St. Mark. And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches they had cut from the field. As the church year takes us through the salvation plan of God for his people, it is proper to recount the start of Holy Week today. This is why Christ came in the first place. So Mary, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? Did you know that this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you? This is the whole point of Advent and Christmas. Jesus came down from his throne in heaven to save his people. By keeping this understanding, we have true joy. Our happy gatherings throughout the season have no end in heaven. The babe in the manger came to perfect his creation. We have a foretaste of this in our baptized lives. We have been washed clean and leave the filthiness of our sin-drenched lives behind. When we stumble against God's holy law, we come back and are refreshed through the words of absolution from our pastors as they pronounce the words of Jesus Christ directly to you. We also receive forgiveness directly through the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Lord's Supper. And we will truly realize this with our own eyes when he comes back again and takes us all home to heaven. As we mark Advent 2014, we are reminded that this is a time of preparation before our truly great Christmas cheer. Our Western culture has attempted and are well on their way to taking over this season of preparation. The Advent season is a penitent season. We recognize that it is our sin against God's holy law that caused Jesus to come down from his throne in heaven in the first place. It is also a season of joy as we believe and confess that he has already come and ransomed us. And remember, we do have 12 days of Christmas joy to look forward to, from Christmas to Epiphany. What a great way to ring in the new calendar year, the season of Christmas joy. Our Synod's Campus Ministry Conference will be held in St. Louis at the end of the season. It's a great time of joy, a time to celebrate with friends, family, and coworkers. The Lord came to restore his creation. Indeed, eat, drink, and be merry in this feast in its proper context. Now keep in mind, I am not standing here in the pulpit at Trinity in Norman, Oklahoma, and condemning Christmas parties before December the 25th. Let me be extremely clear. There's no sin in having a Christmas party before December the 25th. As Luther would remind us, live your vocation. Celebrate with your family and friends and coworkers. And we know in our business lives and schools lives, with the ever-increasing attacks from the secular world, it's nearly impossible to schedule an Advent party. And even when I scheduled the LCMSU December party this week, even the vicar got it wrong. I named it a Christmas party. Our culture definitely has an influence on this one. But there is one thing that you can do to help in your preparations of Advent and the celebration of Christmas. Come and join us throughout the Advent and Christmas seasons and the festivities here at Trinity as we sing the hymns and give prayer and thanksgiving throughout the Advent and Christmas seasons. Invite your friends to join along in the singing and the readings. And as we celebrate with our loved ones and our colleagues, we continue to remember the true reason of the season. We join in that Palm Sunday crowd with shouting, Hosanna in the highest! And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest! And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Hosanna in the highest. For a translation here, Hosanna means save us. The people then were looking for a savior. For hundreds of years, the people of Israel were under occupation, ranging from the Babylonians to their current occupiers, the great Roman Empire. But Jesus' solution for saving his people was not a political one. It was an eternal one. Luke's words from the Annunciation echoes the promise as recorded in 2 Samuel. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. This eternal solution cost the innocent life of the one and only Son of God, Jesus Christ. This is why he was riding on that colt. He was coming into his kingdom. And when the Son of Man was lifted up on that gruesome tree of Calvary, he was given the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. Jesus is the eternal King of Israel, thanks be to God that he has grafted us in through his great commission to his disciples. This eternal solution of the great exchange of the innocent life of Jesus Christ as the true sacrificial lamb for the sins of the whole world is accepted for the people of the promise, the children of Abraham. And as we launch this new church year in Advent 2014, it is good to listen to the prophecy from Isaiah 56. Thus says the Lord, "Also the sons of the foreigner who joined themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord to be his servants. Everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. The Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, says, yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him." So, the Lord desires for all to come to him. The family, the foreigners, the outcasts of the family, everybody. In this new church year, may we remind ourselves of this fact from the prophecy of Isaiah that echoes in the words of our Lord at the conclusion of his earthly ministry. "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." As we launch into this Advent season, a new church year, we sing Hosanna in the highest with the fullest confidence that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has indeed saved his people, and that we, the foreigners, are welcomed into Christ's family, called as brothers and sisters, and are counted amongst those written into the book of life. With repentant joy, we honor the first coming of our Savior, the babe of Bethlehem, Jesus of Nazareth. He came to save us all from our many sins. We launch into this new church year with great joy that he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil. So Mary, did you know that through your baby boy, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again, the lame will leap, the dumb will speak and sing the praises of the Lamb? So Mary, you did know that your baby boy was Lord of all creation and would one day rule the nations. We thank you for bearing and raising heaven's perfect lamb. That sleeping child you held is the great I Am. We marvel at how sweet it must have been that when you kissed your little baby boy, you kissed the face of God. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.